This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Islands School is part of the School District 72 and provides a bus route to transport students to and from the school, especially from the further neighborhoods and towns of the community. The bus route changed on November 20th, and the update from parents in Whale Town is that the length of the trip is now 58 minutes. I caught up with one parent to find out what she does to cope with this long commute. Some parents are reaching out to the school district transportation division to find out if there's a way to improve the situation. Right now, some students are on the bus for 2 hours a day, round trip, to and from the school. But it only takes about 30 minutes to travel in a vehicle from Whale Town to the Cortez Island School, or from Squirrel Cove to the Cortez Island School. I spoke with Carrie Taylor, a parent in Whale Town that is concerned with the bus route, and is reaching out to the transportation division of the District 72 to find better solutions. I asked Carrie what her current situation is.
So the bus route changed today. So as of today, it's about 58 minutes long from our house. And I'm super grateful because the bus does come right to our driveway, which is really great. But it's an hour to school and an hour home. And so that just means 2 hours on the bus and 2 hours less that I see my kid. So he basically gets home right before four, and with a snack and dinner and bed at 7:30, I barely see him. I just think that an hour each way on the bus is too long, and I'd like to see them find a way to make that shorter, but I'm not sure how.
Carrie, how are you coping with that type of schedule?
We're trying to do some carpooling, but it's really tough as there's not a lot of Whale Town kids in our neighborhood, and if there are, they're on a different schedule than us, and also we have two kids and some other people might have two kids and our car doesn't fit that. If somebody had a bigger car, we could take more kids. I'd be happy to volunteer one or two mornings of my time to drive a whole bunch of kids to school or even pick them up. Right now, we're sending our kid one way on the bus and going to get them or dropping them off on the other way. So it's only now an hour for him.
Carrie reached out to fellow parents on CortezIsland.com, asking them to contact transportation at sd72.bc.ca, the transportation division for District 72. CKTZ reached out to Jennifer Patrick, media relations for the school district number 72, and they were able to fill us in on some information regarding the Cortez Island School bus and capacity. The Cortez Island School bus is an 80-passenger school bus, which is the largest size for school buses. She wrote, quote, "We do not have a fleet of smaller buses or vehicles to draw upon. Adding another bus or several smaller vehicles would mean additional purchase, staffing, and maintenance expenses. For context, another school bus is approximately $200,000 plus an annual salary, benefits, and maintenance costs of approximately $50,000 a year." End quote. CKTZ News asked, are there any viable options to decrease the commute times for students traveling to the Cortez Island School from Whale Town or Squirrel Cove? She responded, quote, "We have looked into the possibility of splitting the route, dropping off some of the students when the bus passes nearby to drive to the Suttle Point area. But in the end, it would add additional time, not shorten the route. Superintendent Manning will be able to speak to this further. The previous bus schedule, which had been in effect since at least the 2019-2020 school year, had a 55-minute start-to-end route time in the morning and a 54-minute start-to-end route time in the afternoon. Under the schedule change on November 20th of this year, it has changed from 55 minutes in the morning to 1 hour and 54 minutes in the afternoon to 56 minutes. It's important to note that often the bus may complete the run ahead of schedule as stops are not needed because students are off sick or may be absent for the day." End quote. Jeff Manning, the superintendent for School District 72, did attempt to fit us into his schedule, but unfortunately was unable to meet with us in time for this story to publish. Jennifer Patrick was able to offer the following statement in addition. Quote, "We understand that any change to bus schedules can be a disruption to household routines, and that this change can slightly lengthen the time that students can be on the bus in the morning and afternoon. Unfortunately, as a geographically large district, we have other instances where students are on the bus equally as long, if not longer, to get to and from school. School districts are not required under the School Act to provide transportation services, and the district provides busing as a courtesy, free of charge. Without ridership fees, we must make difficult decisions about the routes and service levels and operate within the funding set by the Board of Education, as money spent on transportation is money that could be used directly to support learning in schools and classrooms. As such, we are always evaluating our routes with the bus drivers to try to find efficiencies." End quote. The Cortez bus route was modified on November 20th, 2023 to provide a bus stop on Clahoose First Nation. Route stops changed overall by an average of 8 minutes. Carrie Taylor did receive a response.
Bruce, my husband, just told me now at dinner time that he got a phone call from Jason from the School District 72 Transportation Department and basically said there's nothing that they're going to be able to do about it this year because of the budget. And then offered a bunch of other options like carpooling or whatever, just some suggestions because he was really nice and helpful. But he said over the summer they're going to revisit it. So potentially something could change for next year. They have to look at all the transportation needs on the island first and then obviously their budget.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.